Nevada could soon become the first state to legalize the consumption of marijuana in public places. Senate Bill 236 would allow city and county officials to decide whether to permit short or long-term pot consumption at casinos, bars, outdoor events, and other public places as long as they are not within 1,000 feet of a school or community facility. State law currently restricts the use of both medical and recreational marijuana to private homes. Las Vegas Democrat Senator Tick Sagerbloom says his measure would help protect tourists coming to the state.
We anticipate a lot of marijuana tourism, and right now they can come here, they can purchase it, but there's no place to use it legally because you can only use it in your home and they don't own the home. This will give them a comfort level so you don't have to feel like you're breaking the law every time you smoke a joint or something.
But law enforcement officials are not so keen on the idea. Speaking to law enforcement during the committee hearing, Chuck Calloway of the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department says it's too early in the implementation process to consider a measure like this.
The industry itself has not been regulated. I know that there's a lot of things already in place with the medical marijuana industry, but to now leap forward and start looking at businesses that will allow consumption on their property at the local level, and I realize this bill's enabling, but I think it's somewhat getting the cart before the horse.
The bill still needs to receive the approval of the Judiciary Committee before it goes to the full Senate for a vote. Paul Boger, Reno Public Radio News.